This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. My ability to say the following has been a long time in coming, a dozen years. The percentage of American homes in foreclosure is now the lowest since 2005, before the mortgage crisis really kicked off. This according to a report this morning from Atom Data Solutions. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has our report on the fresh 2017 data.
Back when things were really bad, around 2010, the foreclosure rate was more than four times higher than it is today. Analyst Darren Bloomquist at Atom Data Solutions says conditions now look a lot like they did before the housing market crashed.
There were very few foreclosures because home prices were rising so rapidly that anybody who got into trouble was able to avoid foreclosure if they needed to by selling the property for more than they bought it for.
Bloomquist says foreclosures are low now because of tighter lending standards, rising home prices, and a good job market. Nevada still has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country. But even there, things don't look as bad as they did after the recession, says Vivek Shah at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
There's no remnant of the financial crisis, I would say. Totally a different landscape right now, this construction going on.
Foreclosures actually rose last year in New York, New Jersey, and the District of Columbia, where courts are still clearing out a backlog of foreclosures from the housing crisis. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.